This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian Foreign Minister lambasts the West, but barely mentions Ukraine in his UN speech. AP correspondent Karen Chung.
In his speech in New York, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov described the US and the West as self-interested defenders of a fading international order. Lavrov accused them of stoking conflict and dividing humanity into hostile blocs. He added, they're doing everything they can to prevent the formation of a genuine multipolar and just world order. However, the long-running foreign minister did not mention the ongoing Russian war in Ukraine. For a second year in a row, the General Assembly is taking place with no end to the war in sight. I'm Karen Chamas.
With the government shutdown potentially looming next week, a group of congressional members remains at the Capitol over the weekend trying to get an agreement on the spending bills. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
There are conservative holdouts refusing to pass spending bills that the House Speaker earlier negotiated with the White House. So now, Indiana Republican Congresswoman Erin Houchin says they have to win approval where there's common ground, like defense and agriculture spending, to prevent a government shutdown.
This is a Republican perspective to stopgap and fund the government while we continue our work.
Her Louisiana colleague, Garrett Graves.
Trying to get this process on a path where we can truly reduce spending and address a lot of the fundamental problems that this administration is causing, particularly on the border, in areas like energy, inflation.
A government shutdown would take effect October 1st if the House and Senate are unable to reach agreement on a government funding plan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. ambassador to Canada has said that information shared from members of an intelligence-sharing alliance was part of what Prime Minister Justin Trudeau used to make public allegations of the Indian government's possible involvement in the assassination of a Sikh Canadian. The U.S. envoy spoke to Canadian CTV Network, but did not give more details. Full interview will be aired Sunday. A Canadian official told the Associated Press on Thursday, the allegation of India's involvement in the killing is based on surveillance of Indian diplomats in Canada, including intelligence provided by a major ally. The six-day United Nations General Assembly, formally wrapping up Tuesday, shows how in-person diplomacy has fully come back. It was essential for people to be back inside the United Nations, according to many. It was also essential to be on the streets around it and in the nearby hotels, they said. Side meetings on themes running from conversation to Middle East peace were taking place about causes ranging from ocean conservation to health coverage. Thousands of protesters continue the weeks-long push back against Israel's prime minister and in the attempts at a judicial overhaul. More from VOA's Alexis Stroh.
Tens of thousands of Israelis protested against the far-right coalition's judicial overhaul plans in Tel Aviv on Saturday during a push to restart efforts for Israeli-Palestinian peace as part of a potential U.S.-backed accord between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Earlier this year, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's far-right coalition presented plans to strip the court of much of its powers, with a package of legislation triggering unprecedented weekly nationwide protests. Proponents say the judicial overhaul plans would restore balance to the branches of authority, but critics say it removes vital checks on government powers. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Armenia's foreign minister quoted experts saying that there was a risk of genocide in Nagorno-Karabakh during his speech at the UN General Assembly.
A number of international human rights organizations, lawyers, genocide scholars, reputable independent experts, including the former ICC prosecutor and the former special advisor of the UN Secretary General on the prevention of genocide, have already characterized the situation on the ground in Nagorno-Karabakh as a risk of genocide.
Karabakh mountainous area and the volatile wider south region is internationally recognized as Azerbaijani territory, but it has been run by separatist Armenian authorities since a war that ended in the 1990s. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.